In 1973, filmmakers Susan and Alan Raymond changed television forever with a 12-part documentary on PBS called An American Family. The Raymonds and their cameras lived with the Louds and gave the viewers an extraordinary look inside a suburban home. In the course of the series, Bill and Pat Loud separated and their son Lance came out. Many years later, in 2003, the Raymonds directed a final episode called A Death in an American Family, which followed Lance's struggle with hepatitis C and HIV/AIDS.
I can't leave the planet without some form of closure from the series, because I didn't think that the series, when last seen in the series, we were a desperate group. My parents were divorcing. I was heading towards drugs and slow destruction. Everyone was cut off from each other. And that's not the case of what it has become. I mean, we're still together. We still love each other very, very much. I want a happily ever after, and if it can't be mine, it would be someone in my family's.
In some ways, the Raymonds pioneered what we now know as reality television. We want to hear from listeners. If you watched An American Family, what did you learn about families? What did you learn about television? 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation at our website. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. Susan and Alan Raymond continue to specialize in feature-length documentaries. Their films have been broadcast on PBS, ABC News, HBO, Cinemax, and on the BBC. They join us now from Philadelphia, and it's nice to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Hey.
And in that last film, you referred to Lance Loud as the first reality TV star. For those who haven't seen the series, is it fair to compare with what you did with an American Family to the kind of reality shows we see on TV today?
No. Well, my feeling about reality TV is, first of all, the name. I think it's similar to Clean Coal or The Smart Car, because I don't think there's any reality on those programs.
I think it's important for people to understand that An American Family was what I would like to think of as a classic cinema verite documentary, whereas I think people should understand, if they don't, that reality television is primarily entertainment programming. Although it uses real people as its subjects, it's often heavily scripted, manipulated, constructed in ways that aren't even vaguely similar to what we did in an American Family. Basically, in shooting that series, we didn't ask the Louds to do anything. We didn't ask them to talk to us at the end of the day on camera to review what events had transpired. We just kind of went with the flow of their lives.
We didn't even ask them what they were going to be doing tomorrow. We just showed up. You know, we didn't even want to influence them premeditating on what they were going to do.
In that last episode, you also had a clip of the great anthropologist, the cultural anthropologist Margaret Mead, who was talking about what the difference was between what you were doing as cinema verite, as documentarians, and what she described as voyeurism.
When you have a family that agree to work with a camera this way, completely agree, could withdraw from it at any point they wanted to, were not asked to, you know, to do anything, they couldn't, no one could take a picture they weren't willing to have taken, I don't see why we're voyeurs.
And that, I think, is an important distinction, too, that voyeuristic aspect.
Well, I think that also you should understand that the Louds received no remuneration of any kind for participating in the series, whereas most people who appear on reality television, or many do, are actually paid. And I think that the voyeuristic aspect really is a kind of it's in your eye when you watch it. I mean, I think that American Family was very controversial. It's true. And many people did think that a family shouldn't have allowed basically cameras into their lives to film their intimate daily lives. And of course, since the series had a very dramatic turn when Bill and Pat separated and then subsequently divorced while we were filming the series, it did generated a tremendous amount of controversy. But, of course, it was a different era. It was 1973, and it, you know, predated all the kind of confessional talk shows, the Jerry Springers, the Oprahs, all of reality television. It was years before MTV's The Real World, et cetera. So I think at that time, you know, America was still pretty straight-laced and said, you know, I don't think any self-respecting family should have agreed to that experiment.
But I think what Dr. Mead goes on to say is that she gave this incredible comment. She said, I think that this film is very significant. It's as significant as the invention of the novel, that people are willing to live their unlived lives on camera, and it's a new form. And I think at the time, everyone disregarded her comments. But now, with all this time passed, Dr. Mead was right, because now you have reality TV with people lining up and volunteering to live their unlived lives on camera, that they actually want to be media celebrities. I mean, the Louds were the very first, and they suffered, and they both enjoyed everything and had a lot of fun, and they also took an enormous amount of criticism. They were the very first media celebrities. Now you jump all these years later, and everyone wants to be a media celebrity. Everybody thinks they should be the star of their own program.
And it's interesting, you're right, the show was very controversial, but it was also tremendously successful. And do you think that in some ways that success, well, paved the way for those interested in well, maybe with lesser standards, doing the same kind of thing?
Well, I think it was an example of using the cinema verite technique in a traditional television series format, which is a series. It was a weekly series, people should understand. Mm-hmm. It was 1 hour every week for 12 weeks. And it was, you know, a family at home. You know, we were watching basically a documentary version of presumably something like, you know, Father Knows Best, Ozzie and Harriet. Of course, the Louds were far from that. But I think that it broke a kind of barrier that had never been done before in television, which is that it attracted a huge audience of millions of people who were watching it really not so much as a documentary, but as, you know, a true life drama about a real family. And there was also a secondary, you know, storyline, which is that one of the five children that Louds had, Lance, was openly gay, which was also very shocking in 1973. Maybe now kind of hard to believe, but he upset a lot of people. At the same time, you know, the show portrayed the family as, you know, accepting him. He made no attempt to hide the fact that he was gay. And that was in itself a kind of very revolutionary storyline, I think.
Now, he was the first openly gay character, if you will, on television. And that extraordinary in and of itself. And I think, you know, we wanted to talk to you, I guess, in relation to what we've been the country's obsession, I guess, was a fair way to say it, with a show called John and Kate Plus 8, where that family has detonated on a reality television program. And again, very different from what you were doing, but there is no one else, perhaps, who has given as much thought to the effect of cameras on a family. Clearly, the fractures in the Loud family existed before you got there. And I wonder, though, did you think after all that time whether your presence accelerated the process, changed it in any way?
Well, this is the Heisenberg principle theory of analyzing documentaries, that simply by observing something, it's a scientific premise that you alter it. Sure, I mean, to the extent that I think cameras are present, people begin to reexamine, you know, their own lives. I think it can have a certain cathartic value. But getting to the John and Kate Plus 8 issue, which is kind of puzzling to me, is I believe this is something like the fifth year that this show has been on the air. And it would seem to me that the producers, filmmakers, whomever, who do that show were clueless as far as the, you know, troubled aspect of that marriage, because I don't think that that was or is part of the current season. It was only when it came out in kind of the tabloids that the husband was supposedly, you know, engaged in an extramarital affair that it all exploded. So, I mean, the I guess it's sort of surprising to me that they didn't know that, and or maybe they did know it and covered it up, which is another reason why reality television has no reality to it.
We're talking with Susan and Alan Raymond, the groundbreaking documentarians who directed the 1973 PBS series An American Family. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, if you saw the series, what did it teach you about families? What did it teach you about television? 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Let's start with Mary. Mary with us from Rochester, New York.
Oh, I think my connection is bad. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yep, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm a therapist, and I've been a therapist for almost 30 years, and I watched the show as a teenager. And I, as a therapist, one of the biggest conflicts I sometimes have is, how does the role of the observer change the person? How does it change my patient? And occasionally I'll have a tinge of guilt about, am I being voyeuristic? And I think I didn't realize it at the time, but I was very compelled by that show. And I find myself feeling that way about my role a lot of times in people's lives, very compelled to be a part of their lives, but also really questioning my role and why, just the involvement of an outside observer. So that's what I'll leave you with, is just that thought.
Well, I think one of the things that helped, there were seven people in the family, and each person had a different love of the camera or total dislike of the camera. And we were able to balance our time with each person so that we didn't become too overbearing to them. Lance and Bill enjoyed the camera. They did not have any problems being on camera. Other members of the family were very shy and hesitant, and so we would just not give them as much focus as the other two. And so that helped a lot to have seven different personalities to film.
I also wanted, if I could just comment on the whole voyeuristic observational thing. Again, I think that the purpose of documentary filmmaking at the highest level is to hold up a mirror to society. In other words, when you watched American Family, it wasn't that you were just having a voyeuristic experience in watching the so-called disintegration of a marriage or the daily life of a family, but that you were trying to relate it in some way to your own family or to where families were at that time, which was a very seminal time in American culture. You know, we were coming out of the 60s and, going into a different decade. And I think that the show succeeded in doing that. And that's why it was so successful. And that's why millions of people watched it, because they related to the Louds and related to them, and in relation to their own family. So I don't think it's voyeurism.
Susan and Alan Raymond, you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's see if we can go next to, this is Edward. Edward with us from Oakland.
Hi.
Go ahead, Edward.
Hi. My question is this. I did watch the series those many years ago. It was a good series, I remember. What I want to know is what editorial decision making did you do? What was your focus? There's so many things that go on in a person's life. What did you decide was significant, and why did you decide that? And ultimately, did the Louds see their own documentary? Did they see themselves portrayed? And if they did it affect them?
Well, that's a lot of questions. First of all, we weren't involved with the editing, so the process we were not involved in. But since we shot all the footage, we actually saw how it shifted over to focusing only on the parents and Lance and leaving out the other children and their storylines. So we saw that became the dramatic center of the film. There was plenty of footage on all the rest of the family, and there could have been many other versions of that film. Did the family see the film? I don't think so. I think they saw one. I think they saw episode one. I think Pat was the one who saw it, and the family had a whole different reaction. And I don't think they saw all 12 hours.
I mean, I think what we should say, and that's important to understand, is that when the media began reviewing the series, the family came under intense criticism. Their Bill and Pat were failures as parents because they had a gay child. They were thought to be shallow, materialistic, etc. And I think that this was sort of a mind-blowing experience for the family because, you know, in some ways they were kind of blindsided by this instant media celebrityhood. So it's very difficult, I think, to put yourself in their shoes and try to, you know, think through what they thought upon seeing themselves. I don't think they much minded the series, but I think they sure minded a lot all the criticism they received in the print press.
But this is an interesting phenomenon because we make films a lot about all sorts of different kinds of people with different professions, and they are not the best judge of watching themselves. People actually cannot see themselves as others see them when they are viewing the film that you've made. And we just had this experience with the high school film that we made about a high school in Baltimore. And when we showed it to the principal and all the teachers, they said, yes, that's a pretty fair representation of our school. And then when the Baltimore City residents were, you know, outraged that the school had such low numbers, then the principals and the rest of the people at school became very, very defensive. So a subject can't really see themselves.
Yeah, as documentary filmmakers, it's a very slippery slope, I think, to start trying to be overly concerned about what the subjects ultimately think about the film. As Susan correctly says, I don't think they can be objective.
Edward, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it. And I wanted to ask you finally, do you watch any reality television with interest?
No. I mean, it's such a dubious distinction that people think that American Family brought forth reality TV.
Well, it came about because TV Guide did a list of the 50 greatest television programs, and they included American Family in the 50. But in the explanation of why they had selected it, they said it was because it was the fount or source of all, you know, reality television, and kind of like one of those rock family trees you used to see
right.
in rock magazines.
It all goes
back
to Chuck
all
Berry,
the groups,
yes, right.
Yeah, that begat all the subsequent groups.
Well, thank you
but
very
actually,
much.
Okay.
I'm afraid we're out of time, but it was a
okay.
it was a pioneering and terrific series. We thank you for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Susan and Alan Raymond are Academy Award-winning filmmakers. They directed the 12-hour PBS documentary series An American Family. They joined us today from Philadelphia. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the options and the risks of managing chronic pain. Join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.